While I was on vacation, there was a special election that was happening in Shelton, and Amy Romano became the newly elected state representative for Shelton, and she joins us back in studio. Congratulations, Amy Romano. How are you? Representative Romano, excuse me. How are you?
Thank you, Melissa. Thanks for having me today.
I mean, let's talk about before, obviously, you were then sworn into office. That got really close. The special election came down to, you know, like real voter turnout was a big deal, right? I mean, talk about sort of what you were feeling on Tuesday.
Yeah, it was. It was very close. It's like you said, it's all about voter turnout. Mm-hmm. So we had April vacation week for the kids. We're away. You have Easter holiday week, Passover. There was so many things going on.
Not to mention who does elections
in
now,
April,
right?
In April.
Yeah.
And then there's voter fatigue because we had obviously Jason's election in February.
Yep.
So it was really about turning everyone out. And of course, you know, we expected low voter turnout, but, you know, I succeeded. We got it, you know, and so it's like here we are today. But it was definitely a very stressful 45 days, of course, and then
right.
on election day as well. But I was on the phone. I was calling, you know, my voters, getting them out there, telling them, come on, I need you to get out there. And we got them out there.
And for people who might have missed our first interaction when we first learned that you were going to be running as the Republican nomination for this state rep seat, if they missed that and they just want to know a little bit more about you, sort of taking a few minutes to just reintroduce yourself to our WACC audience and your background and why you then wanted to shift into this state representative seat.
Yeah. So I've been a Shelton resident for over 20 years. And I'm on the Board of Education. I'm currently the chairman, still on the Board of Education.
I was wondering that. Do you still keep that?
Okay. I'm playing two roles right now, which is fine. We have a lot. So I have a lot going on. but, yep, I'm still on the Board of Education. And obviously I'm going to continue my term. So, you know, I have that background and that knowledge. And, you know, when I was approached to, you know, this position came up, I was like, yeah, I would absolutely love to take what I've learned already, you know, and the people that, you know, support me and move that knowledge and bring it up to the state. Mm-hmm. So, you know, having the educational background, I'm hoping to, you know, take that and, you know, make smart choices up in Hartford.
So it's interesting that you say that, Amy, and the timing of this is really great. We have Representative Romano here who is representing the city of Shelton. We were just talking to our housing expert on the show, who is the CEO and president of Connecticut Housing Partners, nonprofit in Connecticut for a long time. And she and I were going back and forth. I'm really surprised. I shouldn't say I'm really surprised, but I'm bummed is maybe a better word that 830G is not being touched. It doesn't seem like it's being touched by the end of this legislative session. We still have a month to go, but I want to be realistic with our listeners. Doesn't seem like 830G is being touched. But what's interesting is there's a bill that seems to be moving forward. And it almost sounds like there's this incentive for people if they've got if districts or I should say municipalities, if they have 10% of affordable housing in their town or city, they'll get more in school grant funding from the state. I would love to know what you think about that.
Well, I have to definitely educate myself on that bill.
I was just informed about it just now.
Oh, so, you were just informed about it just now.
I was just informed about it now.
Obviously,
yes.
As you know, I literally got sworn in on Friday.
Right.
So now Monday was the, you know, we had 3 days this week. So I am being bombarded.
And it's a Senate
with...
bill, by the way.
Okay.
So this wouldn't be in the House. So this is a Senate bill. So keep your eye out for
it. Absolutely. No, because I've been bombarded by bills, which is absolutely fine. And that's my job. So now I'm going to go through them. And I've been sifting through them every day, going through, pulling out ones, you know, saying, okay, these are some educational ones that might come forward. I've been on the phone with my superintendent saying, hey, you know, these bills are, you know, might come forward. And what is it going to do for Shelton? You know, how is this going to impact our town? How is it going to impact our community? So I'm already researching those ones, you know, and any other things that I can find that, you know, are going to, of course, impact Shelton, you know, whether it's financially, you know, whether it's, you know, for the school systems, our taxpayers. So well, that's really where I'm going with it.
But, I'm
going
to give you that legislation, Representative Romano, because I don't know if it's going to make it to the House, but I would imagine something is going to be attempted to be passed because you can't get through a long session and not say we passed no housing legislation. So I would imagine you will see it. Again, this is a Senate bill.
Okay.
But I think the thing that really bothered me about it, and obviously without having the context of it in front of you, the thing that bothered me about it was we know education is a top priority. It
Absolutely.
Has to be. It has to be a top priority. I don't love the idea of, hey, if you're going to create more affordable housing, then you'll get more school money from the state. The reason I don't love that is because it feels like kids are collateral damage.
Absolutely.
I feel like, and we're not going to touch 830G, which has been archaic. It's been proven to be that way. And we even have that admittance from both sides of the aisle. I don't love that. I don't love that we're using education or kids or even teachers for that matter as sort of this like, hey, you want more money for the schools from the state level? Well, then create more affordable housing. But we're not going to touch 830G. So we're not actually creating affordable housing necessarily.
I agree with you on that, Melissa. I mean, these children, it's more like, look at our needs. These are our needs. And this is what we should give the towns. And it should be uniform throughout. It just shouldn't be just, oh, well, you know, you're a rich town, they'll say. They don't need it. Everyone needs it. Everyone needs funding.
Right.
No matter what, you know, whatever the demographics are in the town, we need the funding. Mm-hmm. So absolutely. So if that is coming through, you know, I will definitely be against
that.
Keep
your eye on
it. Yeah, we'll be looking at that one.
I just think it's, like I said, I don't have the all the paperwork in front of me, but that was just brought to my attention on the show, and I knew you were coming in, and I know you have a background in education, so just wanted to see what you thought about it. Representative Romano is here. We are going to continue talking about some of the things that she is focused on, state representative for the city of Shelton. And I do know one thing that happened this week. You are part of the Republican Party. They put forward what they think would be a good budget. In fact, it was just highlighted in our news by John Kamal. What do you think about it?
Yeah, I think it's great. I think everybody needs to get behind it. Basically, the budget is saying, hey, we are going to spend less than $1 billion than what the Democrats are proposing. So that's really good, right? You know, it highlights what everyone is asking for. Energy cuts, affordability, tax relief. And those are the things that people want to hear right now. And so I think that the budget that they put forward was smart, balanced. There's actually even a website that everybody should go on to. It's called realitycheckct.com. It is awesome. So you're going to go on that. You know, anyone that's listening, definitely go on that today. It's going to talk about the budget. And there's actually even a little interactive tool that you could use at the bottom. And so what they're saying is that, you know, as you know, we have remote workers. Okay. So the remote workers that live here in Connecticut, but they remote work to New York, all that tax that they're paying income tax is going to New York. OK, so basically we're looking at saying, hey, listen, if we get that income tax back to Connecticut, now there could be some lawsuits going on to get that funding. And they disclose that on the website. But if we set aside money to fight that, OK, and get that back in. Okay, it's so much money going.
How plausible is that, Representative Romano? I mean, is that doable? Could you get the, if you work
I say
there?
We should, I think we should fight it. And they're talking about it. So now if they're saying, if we get that back, okay, that's $320 million back to us. And so they have this little interactive tool. Of course, you know, we're on the air, so nobody could see this live, but you could actually play with it as a taxpayer here in Connecticut and say, what would that give me? Okay, well, that would give me, you know, say, child tax deduction. It could give, it could actually eliminate all Social Security taxes on all levels. I mean, you could play with this tool and say, what would that $320 million look like for us?
Wow.
And so I
encourage
everyone.
Is it just for
everyone,
New York workers? The only reason I say that is, what about Boston?
It's for remote workers in New York. So they're saying if you could be
successful in doing that for New York, I'm wondering if we could do it for Boston.
Hey, I think we need to get the revenue back into Connecticut.
Well, because you saw that report, Representative Romano, that came out last month, I believe, where it was talking about the influx of people who have been attracted to Connecticut. I think it was like 3% of our workforce that's in Connecticut is actually, they're all remote workers, but they're going into not just New York, but they're going into Boston, they're going into Massachusetts, Springfield, that area. So I'm wondering if it could be successful for New York adding that to the list.
Yeah.
We
need the revenue back in. We need to give everyone some relief because the taxes, we're being taxed everywhere. And it's just, Connecticut is just becoming unaffordable.
Yeah. We have State Representative Amy Romano here, newly elected into the state rep seat, and she is representing Shelton. And as we were just talking about before, that website is realitycheckct.com if you want to see what state Republicans put forward in their budget. The other thing really quickly before we talk about specifically securing funding for Shelton and the efforts you're making, Representative Romano, something else that stood out to me, and I actually addressed during the diner tour yesterday with Representative Blumenthal in Stamford, was there's in the budget proposal from the state Republicans, they talk about cutting certain deputy chief jobs, I believe, or certain jobs at the state level. I had brought up, why don't we cut somebody like a Terrence Chang? And I don't mean to keep harping on him, but I think it's a good example of where we are going to spend $444,000 to keep this man employed in higher education, in a job that we actually have no idea what the job is going to be. It was created for him, is our understanding. But he will not remain the chancellor. But we're going to keep him at that money. $444,000 in Stanford, for example, could have covered their air conditioning program that they put into place and they just completed, where every school now has at least air conditioning in the windows. And when I asked Representative Blumenthal about that, I said, why would we keep somebody like that employed? Why would we spend that kind of money? And so it sounds like the state Republicans are saying, look, we could do that with 30-something jobs in Connecticut and make a lot of that money back. What do you think?
Yeah, I do. I think everything needs to be trimmed. I mean, when we look at a budget, even just on the local level, right, that's the first thing that everyone says. We have to trim the fat. They, of course, go after all the administration jobs. And of course, we need to keep administrators and people to obviously run. But if someone like that, you know, over $400,000, think about it, Melissa, you know what I could do with $400,000 right now in Shelton for our budget? Okay. We are in deficits in healthcare and special education. I could use that $400,000. Other districts could use that $400,000. So as far as I'm concerned, get rid of them and let's put that funding back into the towns. Because we have to, on the local level, constantly trim our fat. And so up in Hartford, they need to do the same.
Well, and like you said, Representative Romano, we have to see it, you know, in a lot of our school. But I know I live in Milford and we're watching a very contentious fight go down in Milford right now over their school budget, you know, to the point that we might have to shut down a middle school. It doesn't seem like we're going to do that, but that's being discussed right now. And a lot of the things that are being brought up in these school meetings is, well, where were we spending the money? And why did we invest, for example, $1.1 million in facilities that are just for gamers? I mean, these right. are things that are being, and they're being discussed among just Board of Education's and superintendents without really getting the input or the okay, if you will, from the towns and the cities. And so we're seeing it, like you said, at the local level. And so to look at the state level and maybe pull back on that, we could be seeing money come back and go back into the districts.
Yeah, they need to start being smart up in Hartford because right now everybody is suffering. So it's like if they start trimming the fat up there, we have to trim the we're constantly trimming the fat down here. They need to start supporting us more. And you know, like we were saying, even with the housing. You know, it shouldn't matter the demographics of your town. It shouldn't matter all these things. It needs to be equal, and we need support. We need help. The taxpayers are saying it, and they need to start listening to their constituents.
So in regards to securing funding for Shelton, what would you say, Representative Romano, are the biggest things you're focusing on before the session wraps up?
Well, right now, of course, in Shelton, we're in our budget session, of course, as well. And the biggest thing, you know, that I even just get emails, it harps back to education. There was even just an email that came to me the other day, like, oh, maybe we're going to get more funding. What are we going to get? What are we going to get? And that's the biggest thing, because that's really what drives our budget. And in a lot of towns as well, it's the, you know, instability of education. So, I mean, that's really where I think I have to focus on saying, what is Shelton going to get? Because right now that is we have to have our budget done by May 22nd for the city. And then the Board of Ed has to have theirs done by June 30th. So, you know, May 22nd is right around the corner. You know, are we going to hear something by then? It's the unknown. Are we going to know if there's any additional funding coming down to the cities?
So the other thing, too, Representative Romano, I know you literally entered into this role not even a week ago. And you are playing catch up, if you will, because
yes.
the session started in January. But if constituents want to reach out to you, if they want to voice to you what they're concerned about, what they're upset about, what they want to see maybe get done before the end of June or before the session ends, I should say, yep. What's the best way to reach you in your office?
Yeah, I mean, I obviously have a website as well, RepRomano.com, Facebook, you know, and on the website is all my contact information. So they could reach through me via email, phone. They could contact me. I know so many people. They always contact me. Half of them have my personal cell phone. Even calling voters this year, this past election, people were actually like calling me back. I didn't block my number. I just called. And even people were texting me back, you know, good luck. So I know they have my phone number. And everybody that I spoke to, I said, keep my number. So when I win, you could reach out to me. So, you know, absolutely. Give me a call. Give me a shout. I'll take the call.
All right. Representative Romano, again, congratulations on newly being elected to this seat. And I know we'll be having you back on the show really soon. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.